Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, das Krisis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Amru Lai. If they said to a person, they means two Edim. But the Batnura says it's Lav Davka, even if a single Ed said to a person, you should know, Achalta Chalav. You ate Chalav, which is Usser, by mistake. He didn't realize. Obviously, they have to tell him because he didn't chap. But he doesn't deny it. He doesn't say, what? I ate chalav? What are you talking about? He listens to them tell him, or he listens to the one person say, you know, you ate chalav. So maybe he has to bring a karban chatas based on what they said. Now, we already learned that if someone is oiver b'shoigeg on a mitzvah loisasei that has a maisa, where there's an action, and eating chalav is an action. If it's a type of loisasei, where if he did it b'mezer on purpose, he would be chayav karis. So b'shoigeg, he would have to bring a karban chatas. We learned if someone is not sure whether he was oiver the aveiro or not, and he wants a kapara meanwhile, do you remember which carbon does he bring? A carbon asham toloi. So chalav is one of those aveiros where bemezid it would be karis. So b'shoig, there should be a chatas. He's being informed now that he was over the aveira. So he's going to bring a chatas. But let's say you have aid, a single aid, oimer, says to this person, achal, you should know you ate chalav. The aid, another aid, Oimer says to him, Lai achal, you did not eat chalav, I'm telling you. Or, Isha, a woman, Oimere, says to this person, achal, you should know you ate chalav. The Isha, another woman, Oimere, says, Lai achal, you did not eat it. And here, again, in all cases, he doesn't see anything. So this is a suffix. And therefore, maybe, Asham Toloi. He brings an Asham Toloi. Aid Oimer, what if one aid says, Achal, you know you ate chalav. For who Oimer, he says, Lo yachalti, I didn't eat chalav. Potter is potter on a carbon. Because a single aid is not believed where the person denies it. But what is the din? If shnayim, now we have two aidim. Oimer, they say, this person, Achal, ate chalav. For who Oimer, he says, Lo yachalti, I didn't. Remeir Mechayev. Remeir is Mechayev. Remeir obligates this person to bring a carbon chatas. And the Chachamim say no. The Batanura says, even if 100 people told him you ate chalav, and he says, I'm sure I did not, he doesn't bring a carbon based on what they said. Because the Pasuk says, in regard to the carbon chatas, Oy hoida elav chatasai. It has to come from him, not that others let him know. He has the chap that he did the aveira. Omer Rabbi Meir, so Rabbi Meir said to the Chachamim, you say he's potter? How could that be? Two people told him that they saw him eat chalav. Now, im heviyu shnayim lemisa chamur, if these two edim are believed, let's say they testified against him that he killed somebody. So this man's going to be killed on the basis of these two edim. He's going to get his punishment. So lo yiviyu, that they can't be trusted le carbon akal for something so much less than he's mechuyav akatos? Amrulois of the Chachamim said to Remeir, if this person wanted to lie, ma'im yirtza, suppose he wanted to lie, how could you lie? If Edom said we saw you, he has a very easy way of getting out of the chatas. You know what he could say? Mezer, yeah, you saw me eat, but it wasn't a shaygig, I did it on purpose. Once he did it on purpose, he would have been potter on the chatas. How could they deny it? No, we saw you eat it b'shoigeg. How would they know if he ate it b'shoigeg or b'mezid? So he has a way out of the chatas. Memele, if he says now that he didn't do it, he's potter on the chatas. Now really, this is called a migui. Sometimes a person is believed because if he wanted to lie, he had a better lie. So the Rishayim explain over here, but a migui isn't used when you have Edim against him. How come over here it is? We're saying we don't believe the Edim. Or at least we're not going to accept the Edim's version because he's probably not lying. If he wanted a lie, he had a better lie. There are many truths. But the Taisus Yamta says, B'shem Taisus, well, what we're really saying is, we're not saying if he wanted a lie, he had a better lie. We're saying, look, He says he's not chayav achatas. What that means, maybe it means he's saying he's amazed. We don't know what he means exactly. But because he could say something which taka means he's not chayav achatas, therefore if he says no, he's not going to bring achatas. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah. If two or even one aid said to him, you know, Rabbi Yehuda, I hate to tell you this, but you ate chaylev, he is going to bring a karma chatas based on that. If one aid says yes, the other aid says no, or if a woman says yes, the other woman says you didn't, he brings an asham toloi. If one aid says you did eat, and he says I didn't eat, in the previous cases he didn't answer anything, but now he says no, I didn't, he's potter. If two people, the Batnur said the same would be true even if 100 people said, you ate, and he insists that he did not eat, Sir Rab Meir holds he's chayv. But the loch is not like Rab Meir says about Tanur, the Chachamim say he's potter. And that's learned from the Pasuk, Oy hoide elav chatasa. It has to be that he knows that on his own, not that others are informing him. Rab Meir asked the kasha to the Chacham, he said, how could it be that two Edom could bring him to be chayv misa? Let's say two Edom testified that he killed somebody. Of course, Bezin doesn't give Misa so fast. Bezin gave Misa once in 7 years, but Lemaisa, if the two Edom say that he killed someone and they go through the whole process, he could be Chayav Misa. So we don't trust them that he ate Chaylev, he should have to bring a carbon Chatos, to which the Chachamim said, here it's different, because if he wanted to patter himself, all he had to do was to say, I was amazed, and amazed doesn't bring a carbon.